Hallelujah. May the Lord be with all of us.
Hallelujah. 愿神的平安与我们同在。
This morning, the topic for our mutual encouragement is seeing no one but Jesus.
我们今天想要分享的题目是不见一人，只见耶稣。
We are sitting here. God give us this pair of eyes. Every day, every minute, we can see a lot of things.
我们今天坐在这里，每天我们都会看到很多不一样的事情。
And God, when God created these eyes, it's very special.
当神创造我们眼睛的时候，这眼睛很特别。
Because these eyes allow you to see a lot.
因为我们的眼睛让我们可以看到很多的东西。
But this pair of eyes also can help us to focus on certain things and disregard of any other things.
我们这对眼睛可以帮助我们专注于某件事情。
For example, if you are going with your family to a mall or some place, a lot of people are there.
举例来说，假设我们跟我们的家人一起去，去逛街，然后那商场有很多人。
Especially if small children.
如果你有小孩的话。
Hundreds of people, even thousands of people are around you.
那你会发现在商场里面人非常的多。
But your eyes always focus on your loved one.
但是你会发现你的眼睛都是在关注于你爱的人。
You see hundreds of faces every minute, but you'll never remember their face.
你每分钟看到几百张人、几百张面孔，可是你记不得他们的长相。
But you choose to focus on something that you care.
你只会专注于 你在乎的东西。
In our faith, in our journey of life, it's the same.
在我们的信仰上，在我们属灵的旅途上也是一样。
From the moment we believe in Lord Jesus Christ,
在我们信主的那一个时刻
，we will see a lot of things.
我们开始看到很多东西。
But our Lord wants us to make sure we know one very important fact.
但我们的主耶稣之下，希望我们知道有一件非常重要的。
Our eyes should always focus on Him and not on anybody else.
我们眼睛应该专注看他，而不是看其他的东西。
Today we will study one incident that the Lord and the disciples came together.
那我们今天想要学习的是，当主耶稣和他门徒在一起的时候。
Jesus teach them this lesson.
这耶稣教导他们这个课程。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 17.
我们翻开马太福音十七章。
Matthew chapter 17, verse 1-8.
马太福音十七章一到八节。
Matthew chapter 17, verse 1-8.
马太福音十七章一到八节。
Verse 1.
第一节过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰暗暗地上了高山。第二节，在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮如日头，衣裳洁白如光。第三节，忽然有摩西、以利亚向他们显现，同耶稣说话。四节，彼得对耶稣说，主啊，我们在这里真好，你若愿意，我就在这里搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。五节，说话之间，突然有一朵光明的云彩遮盖他们，且有声音从云彩里出来说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。六节，门徒听见就伏伏在地，极其害怕。七节，耶稣近前来摸他们，说，起来，不要害怕。八节，他们举目不见一人，只见耶稣在那里。
Our topic comes from verse 8. They see no one but Jesus.
我们今天的题目是来自于第八节，他们举目不见一人，只见耶稣。
This is a very special occasion.
这是一个非常特别 的事情。
The background is after 6 days.
这个背景我们可以看到是过了六天之后。
What does it mean after 6 days?
什么意思叫做过了六天呢？
You can read chapter 16 verse 28.
我们看十六章二十八节的话。
Chapter 16 verse 28. Jesus tell them, among you, there will be someone will taste the kingdom of God, will see the kingdom of God before he tastes death.
二十八节，我实在告诉你们，正在这里的有人在没尝死味以前，必看见人子降临在他的国里。
Jesus said this after 6 days. Then Jesus allowed him to see the kingdom of God.
在耶稣说完这段话之后，过了六天，神让他们可以看到神国。
Because Jesus knows that it's very important for the disciple to experience firsthand the kingdom of God.
因为耶稣知道他让门徒第一来这个。体会这神果是非常重要的。
So we're going to put the bookmarks here. We always come back to this chapter.
所以我们现在可以放个书签在这里，因为我们常常会读翻回来这边。
Now let's look at verse 1.
我们现在看第一节。
After 6 days, Jesus bring Peter, James, and John secretly go up to the mountain.
这里第一节告诉我们，过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰暗暗地上了高山。
Why did Lord Jesus Christ have to?Bring them to the mountain.
为什么神要怎么耶稣要带他们上高山呢？
What are they going to do there?
他们是要在那里做什么呢？
Definitely, it's not for hiking. It's not for picnic. It's not for fun.
当然，他们不是要上去登山、散步或者野餐的。
Jesus want to bring them to pray.
耶稣想要带他们上山去祷告。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 9.
我们现在翻开路加福音九章。
Luke chapter 9.
路加福音九章。
Luke chapter 9, verse 28.
路加福音九章二十八节。
Here it was even more clearly.
这里告诉我们更多的细节。
That Peter brought, Jesus brought Peter, James, and John to the mountain to pray.
这里二十八节告诉我们，耶稣带着彼得、约翰、雅各上山去祷告。
And why Jesus have to bring them to pray?
为什么耶稣要带他们去祷告呢
？Verse 29.
二十九节。
Because while they were, Jesus was praying, his face has changed.
因为这里二十九告诉我们，正祷告的时候，他的面貌就改变了。
His clothes become radiant and become dazzlingly white.
衣服洁白放光。
So what is it all about?
这是什么意思呢
？This is about a spiritual experience.
这是告诉我们这是一个属灵的体验。
Lord Jesus Christ want the disciples to have a spiritual experience.
这里主耶稣是希望门徒有这个属灵的体验。
At that time, the disciple has been following Jesus for a while.
那个时候门徒其实已经跟随耶稣有一段时间了。
They know by theory, they know by teaching, Jesus is the Son of God.
他们知道理论上来说，耶稣是神的儿子。
But they have never seen something spiritual.
但他们还没有看到这属灵的东西。
They have never really with personal spiritual experience.
他们个人并没有自己有属灵的这种体验。
So Jesus wants to bring them to the mountain.
所以耶稣要带他们上这高山。
To pray together.
一起祷告。
So in prayer, they will see something happen to Jesus.
所以在祷告当中，他们就会发现耶稣变了。
And they will truly know Jesus.
他们就会真正的认识耶稣。
And this experience become very important for the disciples for many years to come.
这个体验对门徒来说是非常重要的。
Even many years later, when Peter wrote about that experience,
在甚至在多年之后，当彼得提到这个体验。
Let's turn to 2 Peter.
我们现在翻开彼得后书。
Chapter 1.
彼得后书一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书一章。
Verse 16.
十六节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 16.
彼得后书一章十六节，我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能及他降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼看过他的威荣。
17.
十七节，他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大荣光之中有声音出来向他说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
”Verse 18.
十八节，我们同他在圣山的时候，亲自听见这声音从天上出来。
Now when Peter wrote this, he was already an old man.
当彼得写这封信的时候，他已经是个年纪很老的人了。
Approaching the end of his life.
他这个时候，他的人生已经快要到一个尽头。
But he still remember that what he saw a couple of decades ago.
但他还是记得几十年前他所见过这件事。
With his own eyes, he saw Jesus transform.
在他亲眼之中，他看见耶稣变得相貌。
His mighty power and spiritual glory.
他看到耶稣的大能以及属灵的荣耀。
That exactly gave Peter a spiritual strength to move on his faith until he was very old.
这个体验让给彼得极大的能力，让他可以。在他属灵上的旅程中继续前行。
Even though many things happen in his life,
当然他生命中发生过很多事情。
There may be up, there may be down.
可能有好的，有不好的。
Maybe sometimes he has doubt.
可能有时候他也会疑惑。
Maybe sometimes he faced persecution.
有时候他可能面对了逼迫。
But he never gave up.
但是他都没有放弃。
Why he never gave up?
为什么他都不会放弃呢
？Because when he remembered what he saw on that day on the Mount of Transfiguration.
因为他记得他那一天在这变貌山上所看见的事情。
This increased his faith.
这个当他加添他的信心。
He knows Lord Jesus Christ will come again.
他知道主耶稣还会再来。
In glorious form.
在他荣耀的形象当中再来。
To take us away with him.
会带我们一起回去。
Because he saw Jesus come at that time.
因为他那个时候看到耶稣的相貌。
He is so sure that will happen again.
那个时候他非常的肯定这真的会发生。
And today, brother and sister, today that is the experience that we truly need.
这个弟兄姐妹，这个就是我们今天所需要的体验。
Every one of us need the first-hand experience of God.
今天在座的每一位都需要这个亲自自己经历的这个体验。
Yes, we believe in God.
当然，我们相信神。
We know there's God.
我们知道这里有一位神。
But have you truly touched Him in a personal way, in a personal level?
但是我们是否自己亲自有摸到的神呢
？In our church, we have a lot of seminars.
在我们教会里面有很多的讲座
啊，讲习会，
讲习会。
Sometimes from young children to university student, even to adults.
我们从小孩子到大学生或者是成人。
啊 ，if you look at the schedule of the seminar,
都有这些讲习会。如果我们看这些讲习会的话
，Wow, you see the whole day from early morning to late evening.
我们看这个是安排表，是从早上。 大清早到晚上都排课程。
It's only prayer, prayer, prayer.
有很多的祷告的时间。
And then class, and then prayer.
就是上完课之后祷告，祷告完再上课。
Looks so boring.
我们看这个课程觉得很无聊。
Superficially, it looks boring.
我们当然在表面上来看会觉得这很无趣。
But actually, something very interesting happened.
但其实我们可以在里面发现有很有趣的事情发生了。
For those who went to the seminar.
那些来到这些讲习会的人。
If they truly spend time to pray to God.
他们花了时间来跟神祷告。
If they really focus on the spiritual learning.
如果他们真的有专注于在这属灵的学习上的话，
when they come back, they are different.
当他们回家的时候，他们变了，他们会变得不一样。
Many years ago in US, they also have the Holy Worker Seminar.
很多年前，在美国有这圣工人员讲习会。
From all over the places, some workers take vacation, spend the money on the fly, fly there.
整个美国很多圣工人员请假都要参加这个讲习会。
And when they are there, they are in the church for a whole week.
当他们到教会的时候，他们在教会花了整整一个星期。
The church didn't bring them any sightseeing.
但教会没有带他们到处去旅游。
They just pray and learn the Bible.
他们整天就是祷告，学习圣经。
And after one week, they come back.
当在一个星期之后，他们回到家里。
When people look at them,
他们当大家看他们
，Wow, they look so happy.
他们看起来非常喜乐。
And then the members who didn't go ask them, where did the church bring you? Did they bring you to Disneyland or Universal Studio or anything?
那其他没有去参加讲习会的信徒就问他们说，那个教会是不是带你们去参观像环球影城这种事情
？No, nothing. We are in the church one week and then we back to the airport.
去参加的人说没有，我们整天就在教会，然后我们就从机场再回来。
People ask them, why are you guys so happy?
那其他人就问他说，为什么那你们这么喜乐呢
？They say, well, we don't know.
他们说其实我也不知道。
But in this seminar, we touch God.
但他们说在讲习会的时候我触摸到了神。
When we pray, we really feel that God is with us.
当我们祷告的时候我们真的觉得神跟我们同在。
We feel the Holy Spirit.
我们感受到圣灵。
So we are so happy.
所以我们非常喜乐。
That is the personal experience.
这就是自己的体验。
For the past week, there's a group of 30 young children staying in the church for the Bible camp.
上个星期我们教会里面大概有30个小孩在这里有个圣经营。
If you came on last Wednesday, you see the closing ceremony. You look at the young children, the face. You see a lot of little angels. The face is so radiant, so joyful.
如果上个星期三晚上你有来聚会的话，刚好就是我们的结业式，你可以看到这些小孩的脸上放光，非常的喜乐。
If you look at the Bible camp, you wonder what did we give them.
所以，那你可能看着这个安排表，就想说这圣经到底有什么东西
？Actually, other churches, other organizations, they also have summer camps.
其实我们知道，在外面很多也都有这种夏令营的事情。
But our Bible camp is different.
但是我们的圣经营是不一样的。
From morning, let's say 7:30, they have to start Bible reading.
我们的小孩从早上七点半开始要开始读经
，up to 10 o'clock at night，
然后到晚上十点。
The youngest one is only six or seven years old almost。
我们最小的可能就五到七岁。
But you look at them，
但是我们看着他们
，they are really joyful in the Lord。
他们在主里面非常喜乐。
They pray a lot。
他们常常祷告。
Thank God。Three young children received the Holy Spirit.
没有三个小孩得到圣灵。
Even other people who have not received Holy Spirit, but they are still very joyful.
当然，有些人还没有得到圣灵，但是他们还是非常的喜乐。
Remember what we just read.
我们要记得我们刚才所读的。
Lord Jesus Christ, when He prayed, His face changed.
我们要记得我们主耶稣祷告的时候，他的面貌就改变了。
The glory of God manifest.
我们可以看到主的荣光从他身上显现出来。
If you have touched God,
如果我们触摸到了神
，If you have personal experience of God,
我们如果自己有了体验。
You yourself will be different.
我们自己也会改变。
Your face will even look different.
我们的脸貌也会改变。
From the day one, the young children come to the Bible camp.
我们看到圣经营的第一天。
Some children the face are not very happy.
我们可以看到有些小孩其实看起来不是很高兴。
Maybe some of the children forced them to come.
可能有些父母是强迫他小孩来参加。
Maybe they have no choice.
可能他们没有选择。
Some teenager the face is very very straight, very bitter.
我们可以看到有些这个青少年的脸呢非常的难看。
Some are quite rebellious.
有些可能叛逆。
Some have their own way of thinking.
有些他们已经自己有了自己的想法。
Some young children the face maybe like a video game face.
那有些小孩可能脸就看着像打电玩的脸。
Really, nowadays if you use too much video, you play too much computer, your face look like a video game people.
那有时候如果你打电动打了太多，你的脸就看起来像天天打电动的。
But after 5 days staying in church.
但是经过五天待在教会以后
，Everyone the face look different.
每个人的脸都改变了
，Like a little angel.
就好像小天使一样。
Why?
为什么呢
？Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
我们现在翻开哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书三章。
2 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书三章。
Verse 18.
哥林多后书三章十八节。
Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17. Let's read verse 17.
哥林多后书三章十七节，十七节主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Verse 18.
十八节，我们众人既然敞着脸得以见主的荣光，就好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同主的灵变成的。
This is tell what not only Lord Jesus when he was in Mount Transfiguration his face changed.
这里告诉我们，不是只有主耶稣在变貌山上的时候变得相貌。
Your face can also be transformed.
我们今天我们的脸也可以变得相貌。
Sister really pay attention to their face, right?
这姐妹通常都很在乎她们的长相。
Even some brother, I know that every morning, look at them, spend so much time looking in the mirrors.
我们知道有些弟兄他们每天早上花很多时间在整理他们的相貌。
Sometimes even buy cosmetic, try to make ourselves look nicer and more beautiful, attractive.
有时候我们也会买化妆品让我们变得更好看。
But that's only the superficial work.
但这只是这表面上的东西。
You put on a cosmetic, doesn't really change how you look.
我们脸上上的化妆品并不会改变我们的相貌。
If you put on a nice cosmetic, but your face is always angry.
如果我们用了很好的化妆品，可是我们常常都是有很生气的面貌。
If your skin is very smooth, very white, but your face is not joyful.
就算我们的脸很白很光滑，但是我们还是不开心。
So it will not be beautiful.
就不会是一个很好看的人。
But he tells why will our inner self transform?
这也告诉我们的内里如何改变。
If you have touched God.
如果我们触摸到的
神。Verse 17 says, "The Lord is their spirit."
所以十七节告诉我们，主就是那灵。
And if the spirit, wherever the spirit is, there is freedom.
主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
If your life is so free, you'll be happy.
如果我们人生很自由的话，我们就会很开心。
Free of sin.
没有，就已经没有罪。
没有罪的捆绑。
没有罪的捆绑。
You'll be very free.
我们就会感到很自由。
Free of worries.
没有愁苦的捆绑
You'll be very peaceful.
我们就会感到很平安
And then he tells us If you see If you use a face To see the glory of God
如果这里他告诉我们我们就会看主的荣光
Just like you see a mirror
就好像看从镜子里
And then the reflection come back
然后就看到这照出来的样子
The more you see the Lord's glory The more you'll be like the Lord
我们 越看见越多主的荣光我们就会越像神
This is what the Lord wants to teach the disciples
这就是神想要教导门徒的
You have to experience God first hand
我们必须要自己体验神
Other people can tell you a lot of testimony
其他人可以告诉你很多的见证
But You have to experience the Lord
但是我们必须自己体验神
How can you experience the Lord?
我们如何有这个体验
First of all
第一
We have to put the word of God in teaching into practice
我们必须要把我们学到主的道理在我们生活中体会实现。
You can hear a lot of teachings.
我们可以常常听到不同的道理。
But if you don't do it,
但是我们自己不行道
you will not have experience of God.
我们就不会有体验。
Because the law of God, the word is the living word.
因为我们知道主的道就是这活泼的道。
Living word does mean if you do it in your life, you have experience.
这个活泼的道就是代表说，如果我们在行在我们的生活中，我们就会有体验。
You receive blessing.
我们就会得到祝福。
And then when you receive the blessing.
当我们领受到这真的祝福
Wow, you know that this is the living word.
我们就会知道这个道是真的是活的
Then secondly, how can you experience God?
第二我们如何体会神呢
you have to spend a lot of time in prayer.
我们必须要花很多时间来祷告
Because God is spirit.
因为神是灵
You have to use your spirit to touch him.
我们必须要用我们自己的灵才可以摸到神
In prayer, if you really feel by the spirit.
在我们祷告当中如果真的我们被神的灵充满
You will experience God.
我们就会体会到神
Thirdly, how can we experience God?
第三我们要如何体验神呢
You have to go deeper in the teaching of the Lord.
我们必须要更加阅读这神的道理
You may say, yeah, every week I come to service one or two times.
我们可能说我们每个星期会来到教会一次两次
Yes, but it's not enough.
当然我们会来但是这其实不够
You have to read the Bible yourself.
我们必须要自己读经
You have to try to go to the seminars.
我们必须要来到这些讲习会
So that we can go deeper in the word of God.
所以我们就可以更深入地了解神的道
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 17.
我们再翻回马太福音十七章
Verse 3.
马太福音十七章三节
Matthew chapter 17 verse 3.
马太福音十七章三节，三节忽然有摩西、以利亚向他们显现，同耶稣说话。
Now, this is a part two of the spiritual experience.
这个就是我们属灵体验的第二个部分。
In the Mount of Transfiguration, Peter, James, and John saw Moses and Elijah.
在这登山变貌的时候，他们看到了摩西以及以利亚。
Who is Moses and Elijah?
这摩西跟以利亚是谁呢？
They were two very important figures in the Old Testament time.
他们是旧约里面非常重要的两个人物。
They represent two time periods.
他们代表了两段时期。
Moses represent the law of Moses, the period of the law.
这摩西代表就是律法的时代。
Because Moses brought the people out of Egypt, traveled the wilderness for 40 years.
摩西把以色列人带离了埃及，在荒野里面走了四十年。
And through Moses, that God gave the law to the Israelites, his chosen people.
借着摩西，神给了以色列人他的律法。
And Moses was very close to God.
摩西也是跟神非常接近的。
He talks to God face to face.
他跟神面对面的说话。
He knows God very well.
他非常的认识神。
And God loves him so much.
而神非常爱他。
So he represents the period of the law.
他代表的就是律法的时代。
And Elijah represents another period of the prophets.
那以利亚代表就是先知的时代。
Because Elijah performed a lot of miracles.
以利亚是一个可以行很多神迹的人。
In Mount Camels, that.Elijah proved to the chosen people that the Lord is God and no other idols.
在加密山上，以利亚跟神明证明了神才是真正的神，没有其他的。
When he prayed, the heaven do not rain.
在他不祷告的话，天上就不下雨。
When he prayed again, the heaven rains.
当他再次祷告的时候，天就下雨了。
So this is very important.
这非常重要。
Of two workers.
这是两个非常重要的工人。
Two time periods.
非常两个重要的时代。
And these two time periods, actually, they were focusing.One message.
在这两个时代，其实他们专注的只有一个道理。
What kind of message were they delivering?
他们想要带给我们是什么信息呢？
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 9.
我们翻开路加福音九章。
Luke chapter 9.
路加福音九章。
Verse 31.
九章三十一节。
Luke chapter 9 verse 31.
路加福音九章三十一节，他们在荣光里显现，谈论耶稣去世的事，就是他在耶路撒冷将要成的事。
He tells us what were they talking about to Jesus?
这也告诉我们他们跟耶稣在讨论的事情。
They were not talking about anything else.
他们讨论的不是其他的东西。
But there's only one thing on the agenda.
他们只讨论只有其一样。
The most important thing.
就是最重要的事情。
Is how the Lord Jesus was going to die.
就是讨论耶稣要如何去世。
Of course, Jesus Christ have to die in the world for the sinners.
当然我们知道耶稣基督必须为罪人来死。
And that will happen in Jerusalem.
那会在耶路撒冷发生。
And that is very important.
而这非常重要。
So, what does this vision tell us?
所以这个告诉我们什么？
When you read the Old Testament,
当我们读旧约的时候，
no matter is you're reading the law of Moses,
不管你读的是摩西的律法，
or you're reading about the story of the prophets,
还是我们阅读的是先知的事迹，
there's only one theme in the Old Testament.
我们知道旧约其实只有一个主题。
The theme of the Old Testament is Lord Jesus Christ have to die for the sin of mankind.
九月其实唯一的主题就是耶稣基督必须为罪人而死。
Lord Jesus Christ is God.
主耶稣基督是神。
He has to die for us.
他必须为我们而死。
So when you read the Old Testament, even though there's a lot of background, name and places that you don't know, doesn't matter.
当我们阅读旧约的时候，有很多人名地名我们不懂，那些没有关系。
The Old Testament is talking about Jesus Christ.
旧约想要说的就是主耶稣基督。
It's testify for Jesus.
他们是为主耶稣基督来做见证。
So there's something interesting here.
所以这我们看有很有趣的事情。
Peter, James, and John, they never saw Moses or Elijah before.
这彼得、约翰、雅各并没有看过摩西和以利亚。
But when they appear, they know it is them.
但是当他们显现的时候，他们就知道这就是那两位。
How do they know?
他们怎么知道呢？
Now, in spiritual world, it's difficult to explain a lot of things.
在属灵的世界，有些很多事情很难解释。
Nowadays in Toronto Church, right, we have more than 200 people.
那今天在这多伦多教会，我们大概有多超过200个信徒。
I'm sure most of you don't know everybody in the church.
我们来想，大部分人可能不认识每一个人。
Except you are workers. Sometimes even you are workers, you don't know every single one.
我们通常只认识我们的这些属灵的工人，可就算是属灵的工人，我们也可能没有每一个人都认识。
Sometimes you look like the kid, you know, oh, that is the kid of that certain member, but I don't know the name.
有时候我们看到一个小孩，我们知道他是谁的小孩，可是我们不知道他的名字。
Of course, you go to US, go to other places, you don't know every single two-tier church member.
或者是我们过去其他美国、加拿大教会，我们不可能认识每一位信徒。
But one day when we are all in heaven,
但是有一天当我们在神国里面
，when we are in the glory in the In the kingdom of God.
在我们在天国神国的荣耀里面，
you will know each other.
我们就会认识彼此。
You don't have to wear name tags.
我们不需要再带着名牌。
You will not forget names anymore.
我们不会再忘记别人的名字。
Sometimes it's embarrassed to forget name, right? Oh, I know you, but I cannot say your name.
有时候我们忘记别人的名字，这可能会觉得很丢脸。
Or say the wrong name.
或者是叫错别人。
But in future, in the heaven, we don't have to worry about that.
但是以后在天国的时候，我们不需要担心这个。
Because in spirit, you know who each other are.
因为在属灵里面，我们知道彼此是谁。
So they immediately know this is Moses, this is Elijah.
所以在这里，我们看到门徒马上就知道这一位是摩西，那一位是以利亚。
And those are very important figures.
这两个是非常重要的人物。
Imagine yourself, you're Peter, James, and John. You know you've been hearing story about Peter, Moses and Elijah when you were a little boy.
我们可以想象，假设我们是彼得、约翰、雅各，然后我们小时候听了很多摩西和以利亚的故事。
And now you see them in front of your face.
但是你现在可以亲眼看到他们站在你的前面。
How excited you will be, right?
我们会多么的激动。
Some young children, they really like some movie star or sports star.
很多小孩子他可能很喜欢哪些呢？明星。
They line up for hours just to get the signature.
他们可能会排队几个小时，就为了要拿到这个签名。
Just take a picture of your cell phone with that movie star or sports star.
或者是可以用我们的手机跟他们合照。
So now Peter has found his stars.
然后在这里我们可以看到彼得已经找到他心目中那个明星。
Someone that he really admired of.
他那心里面非常仰慕的人。
What did they say?
他们说什么呢？
What did Peter say?
彼得说什么呢
？Let's read verse 32.
三十二节，彼得和他的同伴都打盹，就既清醒了，就看见耶稣的荣光，并同他站着的那两个人。
Continue.
三十三节，两人正要和耶稣分离的时候，彼得又对耶稣说：“夫子，我们在这里正好可以搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。”他却不知道所说的是什么。
Now, let's see what Peter said here.
我们可以看现在看彼得所说的话。
He said.
他说
，It is the oh Lord, it is good for us to be here.
他说，夫子，我们在这里真好。
Well, that is a very good saying.
这是一个非常好的话。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because Jesus is here.
因为耶稣在这里。
Elijah, Moses is here.
摩西和以利亚也在这里。
And there's so much glory all around.
然后在他们身边是主的荣光。
And of course, it is good to be here.
当然在那里会非常好。
Sometimes when you go to seminar, you really don't want to go home.
有时候我们来参加讲习会，我们不太想回家。
Just like yesterday, there was a little boy saying.
像昨天有一个小男孩说。
The Bible camp is good, but it's too short.
那圣经营非常好，可是就太短了。
I want 1 month Bible camp. Is it possible?
我想要一整个月的圣经营，这个有可能吗？
1 month is too long. All the adults will fall on the ground, too tired, taking care of you.
一个月其实很长。如果是成人的话，我们为了照顾他们，可能就自己就先倒了。
5 days already, the adults are exhausted.
我们才五天而已，很多大人就已经累得受不了了。
But they say it's good for us to be here.
但是这个小男孩说来这里很好。
Sometimes it's good for us to be in the church, right?
我们有时候来到教会的感觉很好。
You don't have to cook.
我们不需要煮饭。
Your brother and sister.
然后有弟兄姐妹跟我们一起。
You can listen to God's word.
我们可以听神的话。
You can pray.
可以祷告。
Really, sometimes when you're in the church, if you really focus on God, you forget about your worry.
我们来教会的时候，我们真的可以专注在神的话身上的话，那我们可能可以忘记我们在世上的劳苦。
It is really good for us to be here.
在这里真的很好。
And what else did he say?
他还说了什么
？But he said something quite rare, quite strange.
然后他接下来说的话可能有点奇怪。
And then, wow, let's do some camping.
他说我们现在可以搭几座棚。
Summertime is here, right? We all like to go camping.
我们现在暑假到，我们都很喜欢去露营。
Peter also like camping.
可能彼得这里也很喜欢露营。
But his camping a little bit different.
所以他这里的跟我们的不太一样。
Wow, since it's so good for us to be here, so that don't go anywhere else, we do some camping here.
他彼得说，既然我们来这里非常好，我们干脆就先留在这个地方。
We make 3 tents.
我们可以搭三个棚。
Okay, one for you, because you are the Lord, you are the Christ. Of course, one for you first, right?
一座给你，因为你是神，所以一座先给你搭一个。
And then one for Moses.
然后一座给摩西。
And one for Elijah.
一座给以利亚。
So everybody has a tent.
所以他们三个每个人有一座帐，有一个帐篷。
And then we stay here.
那我们就可以留在这里。
And there's one statement following.
然后接下来还有一句话。
Actually, Peter didn't quite know what he was talking about.
圣经这里说，彼得其实不知道他所说的是什么。
He make a big speech.
他这里讲了一段话。
He make a big proposal, great proposal.
他这里提了一个意见。
But actually, he didn't know what he was talking about.
但其实他根本不知道他在说什么。
Sometimes this is quite embarrassing. Right?
有时候我们觉得这个其实蛮。
Sometimes you talk a lot, but you don't know what you're talking about.
有时候我们讲了很多话，可是其实我们不知道我们自己在讲什么。
Yeah, we want to say some opinion, we want to prove something, we want to show something, but actually you just wake up, you just don't know what you're talking about.
有时候我们想要跟别人分享，我们想要分享我们的意见，结果我们讲了很多，其实我不知道我们自己在讲什么。
If you know what you're talking about, if you really think through it, of course it's good to say something.
当然，如果可以真的思考我们想要讲的话，很清楚的讲出来，当然分享的很好。
But sometimes you just want to talk just because you want to talk.
有时候我们讲话只是因为我们那个时候想要讲话。
Or you just wake up, your mind is not even very clear.
或者是我们刚起来，其实我们头脑还没有很清醒。
And Just like Peter, he just woke up.
就像这里彼得他刚醒过来。
He just say something quite embarrassed, actually.
他这里他讲的可能会蛮丢脸的事情。
Jesus did not say yes, it's a good idea. Nobody say yes.
没，这里没有人回答他说要怎么办。
He just was talking to himself.
他就好像跟自己在讲话一样。
Now, why would ask why Peter would say something that he was not even know what is going on?
所以我们这里要问那个问题，为什么彼得会说他自己也不知道在讲什么的话呢？
He's totally out of focus. He's totally out of context.
他在自己讲的话其实根本没有跟这个情境完全没有符合。
No, Elijah and Moses were having a meeting with Jesus, talking about the death on the cross in Jerusalem.
这里摩西跟以利亚跟耶稣在讨论是讨论耶稣要死在十字架上的事。
The meeting, the agenda, the talking is not really about doing a camping here, stay longer.
这他们讨论的事情跟他们在这里要留多久其实没有关系。
But Peter was totally out of the picture.
这彼得讲的话完全都没有相关。
Why he would say something like this?
为什么他会说这样的话呢？
Let's read verse 32.
我们现在看32节。三十二节，彼得和他同伴都打盹，既清醒了，就看见耶稣的荣光，并同他站着那两个人。
Why Peter was in the cloud?
为什么彼得会不清？为什么彼得会这么迷糊？
His mind is in the cloud.
为什么他头脑不清醒呢？
Because he was sleeping when Jesus was praying.
因为耶稣祷告的时候，他睡着了。
And that is a key point.
那这是这个很重要的。
If he was praying vigilantly, watchfully with Lord Jesus Christ.
如果他那个时候很认真的祷告，跟耶稣一起祷告的话
，If he was following what Elijah and Moses was talking about to Jesus，
如果他有从一开始就听可以听摩西跟以利亚跟耶稣讨论的事
，He would not say something like this，
他就不会讲这样的话
，Because it's not even the main purpose，
因为这个不是重点
，But because he was sleeping，
但是因为他在睡觉
，He was sleeping in prayer，
在祷告中睡着了。
That's why he doesn't know the big picture.
所以他就没有办法总看到这全部的样子。
This gives us a very good reminder sometimes.
这提醒我们。
Are you sleeping in prayer?
我们在祷告的时候是不是睡着了？
Sometimes see some young children.
我们有时候看小孩子。
Really, when you pray longer, when they come out to pray, sometimes they just fall asleep.
我们可以看到小孩子，如果我们祷告会出来祷告久一点的话，有时候他们就会睡着了。
Because they are young children.
因为他们是小孩。
You understand?
我们会体谅他们。
Or some senior, because the strength is lacking. Sometimes they fall asleep too.
或者是年长者，有时候他们因为体力不足，有时候也会睡着。
But why Peter, a man in his adulthood, can fall asleep in prayer?
那为什么看彼得这一个成人，为什么会在祷告的时候睡着呢？
This is not the first time. This is not the only time.
而这还不是第一次，他不是唯一一次他睡着。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, he also fell asleep in prayer.
在客西马尼园祷告的时候，他也睡着了。
And after he fell asleep in prayer.
然后在他睡着的时候
，something not good happened, right?
就不太好的事情就发生了。
He denied Jesus afterwards.
他之后就不认耶稣三次。
So what does that mean?
这什么意思呢
？If we fall asleep in our prayer life,
如果在我们祷告生活中睡着的话
，we will not know the big picture that the Lord Jesus wants to show us.
我们就没有办法看到主耶稣想要我们看到的全局。
We will be weak spiritually.
我们在属灵上就会很软弱。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 13.
我们现在翻开诗篇十三篇。
Psalm chapter 13, verse 3.
诗篇十三篇第三节。
Psalm chapter 13, verse 3.
诗篇十三篇第三节。
Psalm 13, verse 3.
诗篇十三篇第三节，耶和华我的神啊，求你看顾我，应允我，使我眼目光明，免得我沉睡致死。
Here David prayed to the Lord.
这也大卫向神祷告。
He prayed that God really enlight his eyes.
他这里求神让他的眼目光明。
This is not the physical eyes.
这个眼目不是属灵。
This is the spiritual eyes.
是的眼睛，是这属灵的眼睛。
If your spiritual eye do not see clearly,
如果我们属灵眼睛没有办法看清楚
，your spirit will slumber and fall into deep sleep and then will die spiritually.
我们灵就会慢慢的陷入沉睡，然后就死亡。
So brothers and sisters, ask yourself, how much time do you spend in prayer every day?
所以我们弟兄姐妹们必须问我们自己，我们每天花多少时间来祷告
？Yes, maybe you are very busy.
可能我们有很忙碌的生活。
Maybe when you go home, you're very tired.
可能我们回家的时候已经很累了。
Or there's so many things to do that you don't can even spare time in prayer.
所以有很多事情必须要做，你可能还找不到时间来祷告。
When you come to church, there's so much work to do.
当你来到教会的时候，有这么多事情要做。
Then you cannot even join the prayer session.
你也没有办法加入这些祷告的时间。
When people are praying, you are busy working other stuff.
当别人在祷告的时候，你很忙要做其他的事。
Or when you're kneeling down here, your mind is somewhere else.
或是当你跪下来祷告的时候，其实你想的是别的东西。
Maybe you are already sleeping in prayer.
可能你在祷告中已经睡着了。
You don't know what Jesus was going to do.
你不知道耶稣接下来要做什么。
You didn't know what the Lord tell you you should do.
你也不知道耶稣要叫你吩咐你做的是什么。
Camping is not the things that Jesus Christ are interested in doing right now.
因为在耶稣登山的时候，他并不是想要在山上露营。
He is thinking about Jerusalem.
他想的是耶路撒冷。
So Peter has to wake up.
所以彼得必须要醒过来。
And thank God, or at the end, he still wake up.
我们感谢神，他在最后的时候醒了。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 7, chapter 9.
我们现在翻回路加福音九章。
Luke chapter 9.
路加福音九章。
34
节。
Luke 9:34.
路加福音九章三十四节，说这话的时候，有一朵云彩来遮盖他们，他们进入云彩里就惧怕。三十五节，有耶稣从有声音从云彩里出来说：“这是我的儿子，我所拣选的，你们要听他。”
Now the cloud appears.
这里有一朵云彩出现了。
And they are all engulfed in the cloud.
那这所有人都在这云彩里面。
And you can imagine that you are surrounded by all this glorious splendor, mighty glorious cloud.
我们可以想象，我们现在就被 这充满荣光的云彩包围。
From spiritual world, now you are transferred to us. From physical world, you are transferred to a spiritual world.
我们从属肉的世界已经转变到一个属灵的世界。
And Jesus is no more the person at normal adult that they know, but is really the Son of God.
在那个时候，耶稣并不是他们肉身所知道的耶稣，而是神的儿子耶稣。
And the Son from God confirmed that He is the Son. He's my Son.
然后从神来的声音也提到说，这是神，我的儿子。
Whom I love. Whom I chose.
我所拣选的。
But there's one more statement added.
然后接下来他还讲了另一句话。
You have to listen to Him.
你们要听他。
Something similar was spoken before.
这个之前也有很类似的情形发生。
When Lord Jesus Christ was baptized,
当主耶稣受洗的时候，
heaven was open.
天就开了。
Telling the disciples the similar things.
告诉他的门徒类似的事情。
This is my son whom I loved.
这是我的爱子。
But this time heaven opens again.
然后当这里又再一次的发生相同
的事。The sound comes again.
这又一样的声音。
Adding one more statement.
而且一样的事情。
You have to listen to him.
多了一句话，就是你们要听他。
Brother and sister, this is a very good reminder.
所以弟兄姐妹，这是一个非常重要的提醒。
Yes, you know Jesus is God.
当然，我们知道耶稣是神。
He is Christ.
他是基督。
He is Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
Yes, you know he is the chosen one.
当然，我们知道他是被拣选的那一位。
Yes, you have seen his glory.
我们已经看过他的荣光。
Yes, you have received the Holy Spirit.
当然，我们领受了圣灵。
But do you listen to him?
但是我们是不是真的听他的呢？
If you say, yes, I know Jesus is Christ, but I do my own stuff.
当然我们有时候可能会说，我相信耶稣基督是神，但是我自己做自己的事。
I do my own way.
我依照我自己的想法做事。
This is not good enough.
那就不够好。
God wants us to listen to Lord Jesus Christ.
神希望我们听耶稣基督的。
Especially those who work for God.
尤其是那些为神工作的人。
This is talking to Peter, James, and John.
这是在跟彼得、雅各、约翰说话。
They are the core group of the disciples.
因为他们是最核心的那几个使徒。
From the 12 disciples, these three are the closest to Jesus.
在十二个门徒当中，他们三个是与神最亲近的。
But God tell them.
但神告诉他们。
Listen to him.
你们要听他的。
Only when you listen to him,
因为只有你听他的时候，
you can tell other people to listen to him.
你才可以跟别人说要听耶稣的。
Only when you listen to him,
只有你自己听的时候，
you can lead other people.
你才可以把其他人拉起来。
Verse 36.
三十六节，耶稣声音住了，只见耶稣一人在那里。当那些日子，门徒不提所看见的事，一样也不告诉人。
If there's a director of the whole video clip, this is a very dramatic ending.
那如果这是一部影片的话，我们看到这个结尾非常的震撼。
It's a building. The whole climax being built up.
我们看到这高潮起伏。
At the beginning, very normal.
在一开始，很平静。
Peter with three disciples climbing a mountain.
这个耶稣跟他的三个门徒登山。
Very boring, right? Just climbing.
其实看起来很无趣，就是三个人登山。
The long climbing. Jesus was praying.
然后登上山之后开始祷告。
Disciple sleeping.
三个门徒睡着了。
And then start building things up. Wow, Jesus transformed.
然后慢慢的事情开始改变，耶稣就变得相貌。
And then Moses Elijah appears.
然后摩西以利亚就出现了。
Wow, become more and more dramatic, right?
越来越。
And then the cloud come in.
然后就云彩来了。
Wow, the sound talks.
上头有声音出现。
It's really.Up in the climax, it's really, really high point.
这里就是整个影片的高潮的地方。
But suddenly,
但突然
everything gone.
所有东西就不见了。
Verse 36.
三十六节。
When the sound stops, only they see no one but Jesus.
当声音住了之后，只有耶稣一人站在那里。
This is what does it tell us?
这告诉我们什么？
all this spiritual experience, all this testimony, all this everything, yes, it's very good.
所有这些属灵的体验，这些见证是非常好的。
But there's only one thing in our mind we must remember.
但是在我们心里只要记得一件事。
At the end of the day, when we are still on earth.
在每一天结束，我们都还在这个世界上。
There's one thing. There's only one thing should be in your focus.
只有一件事我们必须要注意。
Who is he?
是什么呢?
It's Lord Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督。
Your focus is not even Moses or Elijah.
我们注意的点并不在摩西或以利亚身上。
Because Peter was proposing, let's make three tents, one for Peter, one for Elijah, one for Moses, and one for Jesus.
所以彼得说我们盖三座棚，一座给耶稣，一座给摩西，一座给以利亚。
Peter tried to equate Elijah and Moses the same as Jesus Christ.
在这里彼得把摩西跟以利亚跟耶稣放在平等的地位。
In Peter's mind,He thinks that they are quite important. They are the same.
在彼得的想法中，他们三个都一样的重要。
So that one, everyone can have a tent.
所以每个人都有一座棚。
But at the end of the vision, tell him no. This is not the case.
但是在异象的最后，神告诉他们这并不是这样。
No one.
没有人。
No one can remain.
没有人可以留在那里。
But Lord Jesus Christ.
只有耶稣一个人可以。
Think about how did you come to the church.
我们可以想我们如何来到这个教会。
Some come to the church through your friend's introduction, right?
有时候我们是因为朋友介绍才来到这个教会。
When you will need somebody bring you to Christ.
当我们人生有需要的时候，你的朋友把你带来了教会。
When you come to church,
你们来到教会。
You see a lot of people.
你看到很多人。
Maybe you see some quite nice people.
你可以看到有些人可能很好。
They helped you.
他们会帮助你。
They have love.
他们有爱。
They pray for you.
他们为你祷告。
They even helped you physically.
他们可能还亲自来帮助你。
So gradually you think that this church is quite good because people are good.
然后你渐渐的会觉得这个教会很好，因为教会里面人很好。
Because you don't see Jesus, Jesus is not in the air.
因为你没有办法亲眼看到耶稣。
In the church, there's not even one picture of Jesus.
在教会里面，你看不到耶稣的画像。
You don't even see one cross here.
你也没有看到一个十字架。
Because we don't worship the cross.
因为我们并不是敬拜这个十字架。
You see people.
你看到人。
So.Your heart is up and down with people.
所以你的心就跟着这些人来起起伏伏。
And maybe your eyes also see some minister, preachers, workers, which guide you spiritually.
你可以看到，你眼睛也看到很多属灵的工人来在信仰路上带领你。
Every week they teach you the word of God.
每个星期他教导你是圣经的话。
They help you when you are in need spiritually.
当你属灵上有需要的时候，他们来帮助你。
You respect them.
你也会很尊重他们。
You listen to them.
你会听他们的话。
Because you see them every week.
因为你每个礼拜都看到他们。
But even though we respect someone,
但是虽然我们很尊敬一些人。
Even though we love our brother and sister,
虽然我们爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
But if you want your heavenly journey to tread to the end,
但是如果我们希望我们属灵路途可以走到终点。
There's something you have to remember.
有一件事我们必须要记得。
Seeing no one but Jesus.
我们这里没有看到其他人，只见耶稣。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because if you want to see human being,
因为如果我们想要看到其他人,
one day you will be disappointed.
有一天我们就会失望。
Think about Moses.
我们想一想摩西。
If you want to see Moses,
如果我们想看到摩西。
If you want to pick his weaknesses,
如果我们想要挑摩西的缺点。
Can you find any weaknesses?
我们可以找到他的缺点吗?
Oh, definitely.
当然可以。
Why? When he was young, his temper was no good. He beat people, even killed someone.
当他年轻的时候，他脾气不好，打人，甚至还杀人。
Okay, when he get older,
当他老了之后，
I know sometimes even though he was the most humble and gentle person in the
world, 虽然他这个世界上最谦卑的人，
but also he lose temper one time.
他有时候也是会脾气就没有办法控制。
He is good, but he's not perfect.
他很好，可他并不完美。
Look at Elijah.
我们看以利亚。
If you want to pick his weaknesses,
如果我们想要找以利亚的缺点，
or what are his weaknesses?
他的缺点是什么呢？
Well, he was afraid.
他那个时候害怕。
When Jezebel threatened to kill him,
当耶洗别威胁要杀他的时候，
he ran away.
他跑了。
He prayed for death.
他求死。
He was so weak.
那个时候他非常软弱。
No, this is the weaknesses.
这就是人的软弱。
Of course, our weaknesses is even much more, 100,000 times more than Peter, more than 那个。Moses and Elijah.
当然我们自己本身 的弱点肯定是比摩西和以利亚来多很多。
We have 200 people here.
我们200个人待在这里。
If you want to pick weaknesses,
如果我们想要找人的弱点，
everyone have weaknesses.
每个人都有自己的缺点。
Some weaknesses, some person's weaknesses are more obvious.
有人的软弱可能比较明显。
More than his good points.
比他的好处，比他的优点还明显。
Some people, the weaknesses is more hidden.
有些人的软弱比较隐藏起来。
Unless you go deeper or you know the person more detail, you don't find out.
如果你不跟这个人非常熟悉的话，你可能不知道他的弱点在哪里。
Even preacher, we have weaknesses.
就算我们传道一样有自己的软弱。
Everyone the same.
每个人都一样。
But if you want to look at the person.
但是我们看着就是看着人。
Like Peter, he has too much weaknesses.
就像彼得这里，他也很多软弱。
He falls asleep during the prayer.
他祷告的时候睡着。
He lose faith.
他失去他的信心。
He denied Jesus three times.
他3次不认耶稣。
Even after he has the Holy Spirit.
就算他以后有了圣灵。
There was some point he was quite hypocrite.
他有时候也是有点假冒伪善的样子。
Because on the incident that he refused to eat, continue to eat with the circumcised members.
因为在那个,
uncircumcised Gentile members.
那个时候他在跟他就有时。 他在有一次宴席里面拒绝和其他未受割礼的外邦人同席。
So Paul rebuked him. You're a hypocrite. How can you do this?
所以保罗就责备他，你是个假冒伪善人，怎么可以这么做？
So if you want to pick weaknesses, everyone has weaknesses.
如果我们想要找人的软弱的话，每个人身上都有软弱。
But even we have weaknesses.
但是就算我们有软弱。
The Lord Jesus Christ, His sin was away out. His blood was away our sin.
这耶稣他的宝血把我们罪洗去了。Every
time we pray,
每次我们祷告,
the Lord forgive us.
我们神就会原谅我们。So
that we are accepted in His sight.
我们就会可以在他面前站立。Only
one person is without weaknesses.
只有一个人没有任何的软弱。Without
any sin.
没有任何的罪。Without
any shortcoming.
没有任何的缺点。Is
Lord Jesus Christ.
那就是耶稣基督。So
the end of this incident, this vision really tells us a very important lesson.
我们看到这个意象最后的这个时候告诉我们一个非常重要的事。
You only focus on Lord Jesus Christ.
我们只要注意耶稣就好。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 2.
我们现在放在哥罗西书二章。
Galatians chapter 2.
哥罗西书二章。
Verse 6.
哥罗西书二章六节。 六节，你们既然接受了主耶稣基督耶稣。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 6.
对不起，加拉太书。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 6.
加拉太书二章六节，至于那些有名望的，不论他是何等人，都与我无干。神不以外貌取人，反那些有名望的，并没有加增我什么。Paul
learned this at the beginning of his journey of faith.
保罗在他信仰。 旅程的起初就学到这个。
Maybe there's some very famous Christian at that time.
那个时候可能有一些很有名的人。
Maybe they are very famous apostle.
可能是很有名的使徒。
But Paul said they don't add me anything.
但是这里保罗说他们与我无干。
They don't add me anything. This means they will not be benefit for me or.
他们并没有加增给我什么。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because you come to church not because of them.
因为你来到教会不是因为他们的关系。
You believe in God not because of them.
你信神也不是因为他们的关系。
You serve God not because of them.
你为神做工也不是因为他们。
You serve God because God loves you.
你为神做工因为神爱你。
You believe in God because He is the true God.
我们相信神因为神是真神。
This is very important.
这非常重要。
So, when you grow up in the faith, you see someone weaknesses.
当我们在属灵的这个旅途上成长，我们可能看到人的软弱。
Even if someone that has been close to you,
可能是跟你很亲近的人,
even somebody you trust or respect,
或是你相信很尊敬的人,
if they make a mistake,
如果他们做了错事,
don't even be surprised.
我们不要很惊讶。
Because that person that you admire may be just like you,
因为你很敬仰的这个人可能跟你一样,
imperfect,
不完美。
They need your prayer.
他们需要你来祷告,
just like you need somebody's prayer.
就像我们也需要别人为我们祷告。
But this vision ends, only Jesus is there.
当这个意象结束的时候, 只有主耶稣一人站着。
Jesus always there for you.
因为耶稣永远在我们在那里。
He will not change.
他不会改变。
And your eyes just have to focus on Him.
我们的眼睛只要专注看他。
And you have peace and joy.
我们就会有我们的一生就有平安与喜乐。
Let's sing Him.
唱诗。
439.
439首。
Jesus, a new life divine, looking to Jesus.
Now we are going to pray. Please bring up the slideshow. Tell about the instruction of prayer. Prayer is like a communication to God. You cannot see God with these eyes.
我们用我们的肉眼看不到神,
but you can touch God with your spirit.
但是我们可以用灵来触摸到他。
There are many ways you can pray.
所以我们有很多祷告的方式。
You can pray in silence.
我们可以默祷。
Or you can pray in understanding.
或可以悟性祷告。
In this concluding prayer, we're going to knee down and pray in the Holy Spirit.
但现在在这我们结束的祷告, 我们要跪下来, 再用灵言祷告。
According to the Bible,
在圣经里面告诉我们,
the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit poured down.
在五旬节的时候, 圣灵降下,
since that day when they received the Holy Spirit, they speak in the people in the Bible speak in tongue in prayer.
从那一天他们得到圣灵开始, 他们就开始用灵言来祷告。
Spiritual tongues is a spiritual language.
这个灵言是一种属灵的语言。
That means nobody understands the meaning.
代表没有人可以听懂在说什么。
Unless God opened your ears.
除非神开了你的耳朵。
So in True Jesus Church, most of the brothers has already received the Holy Spirit. We open our mouth to pray, we pray loud, so we speak in tongue loud. Because this is according to the Bible.
这是就跟圣经所说的一样,
if this is the first time you come,
如果这是你第一次来,
please do not be afraid or alarmed, because this is totally according to the God's words.
我们请不要惊慌, 因为这就是跟圣经所记载的一样。
You have not received the Holy Spirit, we still invite you to pray for us if you wish.
如果你还没有得到圣灵, 我们也是邀请你跟我们一起祷告。
We start the prayer by saying, in the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
我们开始先说, 奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Because Jesus tells us, if you pray in His name, He'll listen to you.
因为神这里告诉我们, 如果我们用在他圣名祷告, 我们就, 他就会听我们的祷告。
And then we repeat by saying, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
那我们接下来一直说 Hallelujah, 赞美主耶稣。
Because God knows what we need in our heart.
因为神知道我们所需要的是什么。
So in your mouth, you just repeat by praising Him, saying Hallelujah.
所以我们只要一直重复着 Hallelujah 赞美主耶稣就可以了。
Hallelujah means to praise Him, to praise God.
Hallelujah 意思就是赞美神的意思。
And then at the end of the prayer, we conclude by saying Amen.
那祷告最后我们就用 Amen 来结尾。
Which means sincerely.
就到意思就是说我们都是诚心的祷告。
So now we are about to pray.
那我们现在已经要祷告。
Let's pray for the afternoon because we have a Holy Communion.
我们为我们下午的圣餐礼来祷告。
Let's all prepare our hearts to receive to partake the Lord's body.
我们必须要预备我们的心来领受神的身体。
And then also we continue to pray for the church.
我们祷告。
We know that we have been looking for a new chapel branch for branching out, but we still have not yet any success.
我们知道我们现在。
God to guide us.
所以我们要更加努力。
And this is also the first week, first Sabbath of the month.
啊，这也是这个月第一次的安息生日。
And in the afternoon during the lunchtime, we have voluntary fasting and prayer for the church evangelical work and all the other work.
在午餐的时候，我们有自愿性质的禁食祷告来为这个教会的圣工。
There's so many lost souls need to be rescued.
在这个世界上有很多迷失的灵魂需要我们带他们来信主。
Just like today, next door, the church next door, they are doing a community outreach. If you park your car in the parking lot, you already see they have already a lot of activity going on because they want to outreach to the neighborhood.
我们可以看我们隔壁的邻居的这个教会，他们今天有一个这个社区的活动，所以我们往外看就看到他们已经有很多车子停在外面。
So we have to do also preach the gospel.
所以我们也要做尽我们做我们所该做的，要传着福音，见证主耶稣基督。
Bring people to the truth.
带人家来看着真理。
So let's all kneel down and pray together.
我们一起同心跪下祷告。